This week, let's continue the astronomical tale of how the motion of Mars arguably sparked the origin of modern astronomy and science. Last week, we discussed how Claudius Ptolemy presented in about 150 AD a sophisticated mathematical model to explain why Mars and the other planets, all moving around the Earth, periodically moved retrograde relative to the background stars. This Earth-centered model of the universe presented what was imagined to be a true representation of the motion of Mars and the rest of the planets for over a millennium. As time went on, though, the model was not able to accurately predict where Mars should be in the sky and had to be mathematically tweaked over and over again in order for it to make it fit the observations. In 1543, Nicholas Copernicus presented what is generally considered a simpler explanation for the retrograde motion of Mars in the form of a sun-centered model for the universe. With Mars and all the planets now orbiting the sun, the retrograde motion of Mars is what we see from Earth as the faster-moving Earth passes the slower-moving Mars in their respective orbits. So according to Copernicus, the retrograde motion of Mars is no longer actual motion, but an apparent motion due to our point of view from the Earth looking out at Mars. Copernicus's sun-centered model also included his correct order of the planets from the sun and reasonable estimates for their orbital periods. We will continue this astronomical tale from here next week. This is Dr. Todd Young, Professor of Physics and Astronomy at Wayne State College. If you'd like to learn more about this and many other astronomical topics, please visit the Fred G. Dale Planetarium at Wayne State College.